We're going to read selected excerpts on the topic of the law of Avut, excerpt number 28. Excerpt number 28 from the Avut, Mutual Guarantee, item 23. It is written, and Israel camped there before the mountain, which our sages interpret as one man with one heart. This is because each and every person from the nation completely detached himself from self-love and wanted only to benefit his friend. It turns out that all the individuals in the nation had come together and became one heart and one man. For only then were they qualified to receive the Torah. Again, item 28. It is written, and Israel camped there before the mountain, which our sages interpret as one man with one heart. This is because each and every person from the nation completely detached himself from self-love and wanted only to benefit his friend. It turns out that all the individuals in the nation had come together and became one heart and one man. For only then were they qualified to receive the Torah.
That's clear, right? The condition is essential. If we connect together, only then we can receive the Torah. The Torah is called the light that reforms. Only then you can get the force that corrects them, that connects them with the upper force. The fact that they're willing to connect from below, that is their condition. And then they ask, they cry, they want, and do everything possible. Then from above comes the force of the Torah, connects them together. And when they are connected together, they have the corrected vessel where revealed, according to the extent of the correction, the upper world is revealed, eternality, wholeness, everything that happens above the corporeal life, above everything we have here. So it all depends on the connection. And now we see as much as these blows that the whole world is starting to go through together, that is already a sign that we are in the last generation. That nature, God, in, according to Gematria, the Hebrew lettering is nature, he is pushing all of humanity to be as one, and we won't be able to run away from this. These from those from those, and organize like an area that'll be healthy or a place that'll be less. No, everybody in the end, it won't help. Today, we're still doing all kinds of calculations, where it's better, where less, where we have more corona or less corona. That will not help. Everybody will feel that we are in one group. Without masks, without anything, nothing helps. Each one passes 1,000 viruses in a minute to the next, and nothing will help, no matter where you are and where I am. Nobody can close himself off. And then we will start understanding. We, I mean humanity, will start understanding that it's the hand of God, that it's a blow that comes from above, and it is pressing on all of us, that we will understand that we have nowhere to go to, that no one will be able to go anywhere, do any motion, only ahead, to bow down to the force of bestowal, to subdue ourselves towards the force of bestowal that will want that force to control us.
Moscow 7.
Moscow 7.
Да, здесь пишет Бальсулам, представители народа собрались вместе.
Бальсулам writes here.
И одним человеком. Ибо лишь тогда они стали готовы.
That when the individuals in the nation unite and become as one man and one heart, only then they're qualified to receive the Torah.
Yeah, we are representatives of humanity, and we have to connect between us more in order to be one heart.
Denise.
А вот один человек, это что значит?
Лев ехад.
So what does it mean, one man?
One heart, one man, one brain, mind and heart, that's man. The rest of his parts depend on his mind and heart.
So
who are those representatives of the nations?
Those that are aimed on behalf of the Creator towards the purpose of creation. That we need to draw all of humanity behind them. All of humanity is a nation. Goy, the word goy in Hebrew, means nation. So we have to pull behind us all the nations. Like in Babylon we had to do, but we couldn't. That purpose, this problem exists from Babylon. We couldn't do it there, so we'll do it now. Okay. So, what else do we have? Well, focus group. We didn't have them before.
At what stage do we in humanity meet?
When we will be able to lead humanity.
For now,
we're publishing all kinds of articles and things, at least to come close to one another and somewhat. But when we will be able to show them the path and how to connect to us and to walk with us, then we will also feel a benefit from them, that they will start pushing us from behind. This is called that they'll be taking us on their shoulders.
Right now, each one, we in humanity, are developing on our own axis, and the gap is only growing.
It's always like that we develop individual, personal, egoistic, until we feel that it's not good. And from the recognition of evil, we can start connecting.
What does it mean on the part of humanity to bow before the force of bestowal? What does that mean for them?
On behalf of humanity, to bow to the force of bestowal is when you will see that there are no other means that give anybody any hope to reach life or health or some correction or food, anything essential even, necessities. That's it. They emptied all their warehouses, all the possibilities. They're forced to stop working in all kinds of fake engagements and businesses and only immersed in how to feed themselves just to exist. And then also in that there won't be any hope. And more viruses will come and all kinds of things, revelations of evil. And then you'll see that they'll listen and understand, and it's soon.
So until humanity is kind of extracted, squeezed out, you can't work with it?
Yes, but it's not humanity. What's humanity? What can they do? This squeezing has to come from above through us, that we help them recognize the evil. That's how it's going to be. You'll see. soon. PT19.
Good morning, everyone. There's this famous phrase that says, "An Israel camp there before the mountain, opposite from the mountain." What does that mean?
Because the mountain is all of our egoistic desire that we need to climb upon in order to reach the Creator, which is on the peak of the mountain.
So it's above our thoughts?
The mountain is called Mount Sinai from the word hate, sin'ah.
Hatred? I didn't understand. I didn't understand the last sentence.
This mountain is called Mount Sinai from the word sinai, hate.
Should I trust my friends? If I see that they don't come in the morning, they do whatever they want. Should I get the quality of trusting the friend?
I need to say that lately you really seems that you're really getting better. Not a lot of people in our group can we see such a change for the good. You were really, I don't know how to say it. I couldn't hold you. And today, you're silent, you speak nice, you ask to the point. I hope that it won't spoil you what I'm saying now.
God forbid. So the question is, should I trust a friend even though he doesn't come to the morning lesson and does whatever he wants?
You don't see the friend, you see the Creator playing with you in such a way.
So what should I do? Not tell him that's okay, don't come?
Relate to him in love, that you will break him in love.
These are exactly the thoughts. He says Israel encamped there before those bad thoughts about the friend.
Yeah.
So I have to rise above it?
Rise above means that instead of hate, you bring love.
I got it.
You're on the path, you can do it. Try and see.
What should I do?
Show everybody that you love everybody.
What does that mean?
What is it you think?
All right, so I know I don't love them, so I rise above myself all the time.
If you give such an example, it'll influence everybody.
Really?
Because suddenly everybody's going to be shocked. That's that same Tzvika, the rude guy that takes control of everything, that nothing, that zero. Look what's happening with him. What an example he's giving. How he's relating to everybody. How he's speaking towards everybody. That's exactly the place.
I hope so. Thank you very much.
Try. You have a lot that you can take with you there. I see Dani Chaimovich there smiling. All those from PT19. So, what do we do next? Be'er Sheva.
Good morning, Rav, World 10. With your permission, Rav, I want to ask a question about the writer's meeting. It awakened many things in me. The question is this. You said that the virus attacks the part of the brain that has to change the software. Our brain, as far as I know, is built of two parts. One that concerns the emotions and one that concerns logic. And all of our scrutinies are done in the brain. So far, is it okay? Can I continue?
Until now, it's not okay, but you can continue.
So I checked history.
That I don't want to hear about.
No, what humanity went through, evolution, in terms of how we get to the end of correction.
I'm asking you, ask a question. I don't want an introduction. What's the last question?
How do we succeed in overcoming the virus, its influences, what it's trying to convey to us, this new software? in a way that will benefit humanity, so we can first unite and then rise above everything it does to us.
You could have said that in five words, even less. Look what you're doing. When I see Be'er Sheva, now I know I have a problem and I'll have to hear a whole lecture. Try. I understand it's your character. Try to ask concrete and simple. I was speaking about the virus and how we have to approach it today. After that, you're asking as if you didn't listen to me. I have no way to answer you, but only to advise you to listen what we were speaking about during the lesson. That's it. But it'll work out. I see you corrected in this too. Okay. P.T. Young.
Good morning, Rav. The ego doesn't disappear, we rise above it. So what does it mean that each one removes himself from self-love? Is that a state where you have no ego anymore? No disturbances?
You turn it to the love of others instead of self-love.
Lo shomea.
Didn't hear you.
Lo shomea. Ma amarta.
I don't hear what you said.
No, it was a delay from another friend.
We cannot not use our ego. We invert it from hatred to love. That's it. What's the question?
So what does it mean to move away from self-love?
He will change hate towards the others to love towards the others.
Okay, thank you.
Focus group.
Focus group.
A question from Tel Aviv. Can we succeed in opening the hearts of the general public if we can't open our own hearts?
Of course not.
So how do we give humanity the solution of confidence and joy in the family? How do we show it to them?
First of all, open our hearts towards one another. Otherwise, we won't be able to approach humanity. Gilad.
We are on excerpt number 29 from Shamati 76. On all your offerings, you shall offer salt. On all your offerings, you shall offer salt, meaning the covenant of the salt. The covenant corresponds to the mind. Normally, when two people do good to one another, when there is love between them, they certainly do not need to make a covenant. But at the same time, we can see that precisely when there is love, this is the usual time for making covenants. Then he said that the making of the covenant is for later. This means that the agreement is made now so that later, if there comes a state where each of them thinks that the other's heart is not whole with one's friend, they will have an agreement. This agreement will obligate them to remember the covenant that they had made between them in order to continue the old love in this state too. This is the meaning of, on all your offerings you shall offer salt. Meaning that all of the krevut, closeness, in the work of the Creator should be about the covenant of the King. Again, 29. On all your offerings you shall offer salt, meaning the covenant of the salt. The covenant corresponds to the mind. Normally, when two people do good to one another, when there is love between them, they certainly do not need to make a covenant. But at the same time, we can see that precisely when there is love, this is the usual time for making covenants. Then he said that the making of the covenant is for later. This means that the agreement is made now, so that later, if there comes a state where each of them thinks that the other's heart is not whole with one's friend, they will have an agreement. This agreement will obligate them to remember the covenant that they had made between them in order to continue the old love in this state too. This is the meaning of, on all your offerings you shall offer salt, meaning that all of the kavut, closeness, in the work of the Creator should be about the covenant of the King.
Questions.
Hebrew
10.
Can it be said that there are all kinds of levels in avut, and there are, the covenant of the salt is one of them?
There are 125 degrees. On every spiritual degree, all discernments are new. They aren't contradicting. The contradiction is between the steps, the degrees. But on every degree, it's a new definition, which is more internal. That's how it is. Africa.
Thank you, Rav.
Africa.
Our question is, how do we convert every step of our incorporation into a covenant?
You need every day, each and every day, to speak about the connection between you and the covenant between you. Did it become one kliyet? What else do we need to do in order for, in this covenant, to get revelation of spirituality, revelation of the Creator? Meaning the form of the covenant has to be like the form of the Creator. The connection, the love, check it day to day and see as much as you advance.
Hebrew
10.
Sorry, I wanted to ask about the covenant. Right now, the most essential part of our covenant is our agreement to come to the morning lesson and be together to listen.
That's not a covenant. It's not a covenant. It's a mechanical condition. It has nothing to do with spirituality.
What should we add to it in order for it to become a covenant?
I don't want to even talk about it because it's not spiritual to come to the lesson. It's not above your reason. It's not above your desire. There's a lot of people that wake up at night and go out to give out milk or bread to all the stores. They go to work, they come back from work, taxi drivers and so on. A lot of people work at night. What's the problem?
No. Rav, can I continue?
Yeah.
So what is a covenant? How do we do our spiritual work? Not just in a corporeal way.
Covenant means that we are committing, and one, the Creator, to be concerned about it, guarantor for this. The covenant is the alvut, the guarantee. Who's the guarantor that we want to determine this covenant between us? The Creator. That's why it's called, and He signed the covenant with Him. That between us we want to connect, and we want the Creator to keep the covenant for us.
So, assume that now there are evening lessons, and we see that it's very important, just like a morning lesson. And it's clear that there is no chance we will succeed in keeping up with this. Asking the Creator to help us be the evening lesson, is that a spiritual request?
Yes, that's one thing. Second, I don't want to hear, it's clear that we won't be able to do this. Why is it so clear to you? You're already agreeing. So leave the path completely, and that's it.
I mean, it seems like our corporeal conditions go against it.
So that's great. The Creator is organizing good forces on the path that show you as much as it's not to the point. Good. Nice. I see it as help. It's called help against.
Moscow 7.
Moscow 7.
Рав, как вы сказали сейчас, что основное в союзе это то, что мы приглашаем.
Рав, according to what you just said, that the main thing in the covenant is that we invite the Creator to be our guarantor. How can we be certain that the Creator will agree to be our guarantor? What should we promise him?
You have to create a place for him between us. If each one annuls himself a bit, and in this way everybody. So between us remains a vacant place where everyone annulled himself in something towards the other. That place is then filled by the Creator, and he sustains us. He holds us. Kiev 1.
Рав, а что такое жертвоприношение в нашем соединении?
Кирав.
Жертвоприношение, акравата курбанот.
The sacrifice of the offers is by me annulling my ego and coming closer to the Creator. That is, in Hebrew, it's called Hakravat HaKorban. Korban from the word closeness, Korov. And by this, that I am sacrificing my will to receive, I perform an action upon it, that with it I come closer to the Creator. That is called the sacrifice, the offerings.
And what does it mean that we add salt to it?
That it will be constant forever, for eternity. I want this to just to keep doing this. That's called that I'm adding salt to this. Salt, it's something that doesn't rot. It doesn't get spoiled.
Let's say we connected with the friends in the 10 in a prayer. Each one disconnected a part of his ego, and we pledged. How do we pledge to be in this?
What does it mean, you pledge? What are you? Who are you? Just words. A second from now, you're going to forget about it. Only the Creator can hold this. He is eternal. He is whole. He has the forces. He'll do it for you. You just have to ask, and to ask of everybody, and only towards Him, that it will happen.
Chaver.
Chaver.
Rav, you said before that we get up in the morning to the lesson and it doesn't count as a spiritual thing. How do we in the group make it spiritual and that we're not going out to deliver milk?
You said it very nice. It depends how you wake up, what you do afterwards. So I woke up. I made some coffee with milk. I sat down in front of the computer and I entered dormant. Or I started reading the news on the computer or something instead of the lesson. The fact that I woke up doesn't mean anything. Woke up means that I'm going from my state towards a higher spiritual state, that with my forces, with my desires, I can connect to the friends and want to awaken them and push them ahead.
And then it becomes something spiritual? That I think this way and all of us together are like that?
Yes.
Because you really hit a painful point when you said it, that I get up and there's nothing to it.
You need to be above that. I have nothing and I won't have anything from this. I'll only have what I help the others.
Thank you, Rav.
That's it. I see that, thank God. We will go to the next part.
So, let's sing a song together.
Vamos hermanos, canten conmigo. Vamos hermanos, canten.